Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mamas.
Why did I sound like a church sermon?
You know when they like, okay, maybe you don't know, maybe this was an isolated thing, but you know in churches when they like, hear our prayer.
We're having a mental health day, and that is why I am in bed recording today's episode. I don't feel like getting out. It's not even like a bad mental health day. Like, I'm doing fine. It's just like a recharge would be nice. A nice little, you know, if you're listening to this, you're having a mental health day too. I declare it. Cancel your plans. You're not going anywhere. You're my hostage. And I'm not letting you leave. Also, sorry if you hear like a lot of lip smacking noises. My mouth is so dry for whatever reason. I literally chug more water. Like, I chug an ocean a day. Like, I'm like swallowing like the specific ocean every single day. They could drop me in that ocean and I could just drink it up and literally solve the climate crisis, but my mouth is still dry for whatever reason. Which I guess if I drank the whole ocean, probably my mouth would be dry because that is literally salt water. Who put the salt in the ocean, by the way? That is such a dick move. Like, literally, we could have been thriving. We could have been drinking that up. But no, someone had to go put their little salt in there. Like, it's a little pretzel at the ball game. And now we have, like, a lake to drink from. And lakes are disgusting. That is the topic of today's episode. What happens after you die? I feel like being, like, a little philosopher in my little mental health day, in my little tiny bed. Okay. So, this episode is gonna discuss religion. Obviously, I'm gonna be very respectful about whatever you believe in. Across the board. So many different things to believe in. Jesus. Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. I believe in him. Although he killed someone. Did y'all know that? Maybe I don't. I mean, I don't think it was his fault. Like, well, I don't know. I don't know him. But, like, he, like, literally hit someone with a car and killed them. Like, Mr. Mosby has a manslaughter case. It's not funny. That was shock. That was like a, this isn't you laugh, you lose. Anyways, I just got an email saying my package is coming. Also, one bad thing I've been doing about while having this mental health day, which is probably going to make my mental health decline, is I ordered clothes. Lots and lots of clothes. I did do a little Depop dive. And I think I need to maybe not use my phone for a while. So anyways, I want to talk about religion today. And you know, it's the I Almost Died podcast. What about what happens after you almost die? Ew, that sounds like if I had like a trailer for this podcast, but it was like really bad.
We almost die every day, but what happens after we die?
And then like some nasty, like copyright free, like suspenseful music. No. Okay, I'll start off by telling y'all how I was raised. Is that lice in my hair? I don't even know. Y'all, this hoodie is, like, kind of new. So every time I put my head through it, it literally gives me all these, like, pieces of fluff. And it's the most annoying thing ever. And it makes it look like I have lice and dandruff. And dandruff and lice and mice. So that's annoying. But I went to Catholic school, everybody. I think I've said that before. I am a Catholic school warrior, babies, mamas, grandmamas, okay? Basically the town I'm from, this is the thing. In Canada, You can have public schools that are like Catholic or like whatever religion. Whereas in the US, if you go to a Catholic school, it's like a private school. So like in my town, half the kids went to public school and half the kids went to public Catholic school, which for whatever reason, like it was, they got funding and I don't understand how it worked, but it was weird. But anyways, basically there was a lot of people who were like, weren't even Catholic or weren't even religious, who were just in the school because like that was the closest one to them and they had to go to it. But anywho, I am baptized. I am confirmed. I have my first communion. What other of the Christian sacraments have I had? I can't remember. Basically, I was raised very religious. My dad used to like take me to church every single Sunday, which let me tell you, I would want my weekends completely free to play Minecraft. Like I had this like this bomb Minecraft server in like, I want to say like 8th grade to like 10th grade. And it was so fun, like literally the most serotonin I've ever gotten in my life. Like every day I'm just chasing the amount of serotonin I got from that Minecraft server. But anyways, I would literally have to leave and be dragged to church and all my friends would be playing Minecraft and I would miss out on so much stuff. But anyways, like, and I did believe it. I did believe in little baby Jesus and all the Catholic stuff that you believe in. For a, probably most of my life, like probably the majority of my life. Now here's the thing. I've talked about in a previous episode how I used to really like kind of struggle with like OCD tendencies. And if you don't know like kind of what OCD is, basically like you get a lot of anxiety. Well, at least for me, it was, I would get a lot of anxiety if, say I left my front door unlocked. Like there'd be times where I'd miss school because I would just like, I'd walk all the way to school and then be like, my door's unlocked. It's like a form. I don't know if it's a form of anxiety. Listen, I'm not a psychologist, but, basically it literally manifested itself in my religiousness because anytime I did something even remotely guilty, I would have to like say a prayer. And I know this is like I know when y'all think of me, you probably think of like the most lawless, like most rambunctious, wild, like demon of this earth. But I literally used to pray probably like 50 times a day. I'm not even kidding. And here's the thing, like it wasn't even like I guess it, like I felt like it was genuine prayer, but it was out of pure fear. So, like I said, anytime I felt guilty about something, like I Googled two minions kissing or something, or like I kicked someone in the shin, I don't know, like anything, or even like, even if I just had like a feeling that, I don't know, like my mom was gonna fall down the stairs that day, I would like pray and pray and pray. So I would like, I would go find a room or like a quiet place and I'd be like, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, please do not let my mom fall down a flight of stairs. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. And then I would go about my day and then I would think, no, I didn't pray hard enough. So I would go back to that room, pray again. And sometimes that would literally happen like five times until like I felt satisfied that I had prayed enough. And I was like, if I don't pray, like my mom is like going to fall down the stairs and it's going to be my fault. And like, I know it sounds like actually like so stupid and like the dumbest thing ever, but I can't even begin to describe like how much like anxiety and pressure that would like bring upon me. Like there were so many things that I was scared to do because I was like, I'm gonna have to pray like 30 times. And even then, like, I'm gonna like, my car is gonna blow up or something. I don't know. So, when my obsessive compulsive tendencies got to like kind of a peak and I was like, okay, I need to do something about them. And I started like helping myself, which, I did a whole bunch of things. I talked about that in a previous episode, but basically when I finally kind of like broke the OCD aspect of praying,
I started to like examine religion from like multiple different viewpoints now that I never had before, because it was like this thing that was like holding me down and like forcing me to like be in line. Otherwise, like my brain would just tell me like, oh my God, like my house is gonna blow up with my whole family in it. So right now I am somewhere between agnostic and atheist. So, and once again, no matter what you believe in, I 100% respect you and you're 100% valid as long as it's not hurting anybody else or what they believe in. But I just got an Instacart picture. I just got a picture from Instacart of, okay, I got groceries delivered and the guy handed it to me and I was like, okay. But then he texted, he texted me a picture, like the order confirmation delivery. Let me zoom in so I don't like literally dox myself real quick. Let me zoom in so it's just the picture. Oh, sorry if you're like on the audio version of this and can't see. Oh my God. That's my legs. In the camo Crocs. Basically, for the description, it's like me literally standing like a goat with my hairy freaking legs and camo Crocs. I'm gonna throw up. This is proof there is no God. Just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. that just ruined my day. Anyways, it's gonna be a mental health week now. Essentially, I no longer believe in any kind of higher power. And just to give you some definitions, agnostic is kind of like you don't really care. Well, you care, but like if there is a God or if there isn't a God, you're fine. Like you'll just hop on whichever boat is sailing, I guess. And atheist is more like you adamantly think that there is no God, that that we're just here. And so I'm somewhere in between. Like, I don't like absolute things. I don't want to completely rule out, because if I'm like, there is no God, and then there is one, he's gonna be so mad at me, and I'm gonna be like, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I stand, like, come on. So like I'm scared to like fully say, I don't know, that's just like the little glimmer of anxiety in the back of my head. But for me personally, just throughout my life, my experiences, my knowledge, I have come to the conclusion for myself that it's just me, and I just got here because a star blew up billions of years ago and just freaking pooped, sharded everywhere into space, and then one of the little sharp particles became a planet, which just happened to have a sun right near us, which just happened to have a little freaking anomaly that created a fish in the ocean, and then that fish bossed up freaking mafia level 100 and then walked to the ocean and then really bossed up and developed Bluetooth and bitcoins and made Minecraft, and now we are them. That is where I'm at right now. But I want to talk about kind of like how like growing up really religious has like affected me. How I'm sitting in the most uncomfortable position right now. Let me switch it up real quick. Y'all, that Instagram picture literally ruined my life. Like I can't. And people always laugh at me when I shave my legs. I'm like, this is why I look like a goat. I genuinely look like a billy goat. Like, I'm like, bah, bah. Like, oh my God, bro. What the hell? Anyways, I want to get into, I guess, like, how religion, like, how it's affected me to this day, like, the good and the bad. Because it wasn't all, like, me being terrified of being smited down by Jesus with a freaking lightning bolt. But it was also, like, it did have some, like, some good structure in my life. I guess you could call it structure. I don't know. We will get into that right after this quick break. I'm going to go into the covers and cry. Okay, hello. Finished my little crying session. Forgot that Instacart exists and forgot that my legs look like an actual monster that would crawl out of your bed. Some good things that growing up really Catholic left me with is kind of, I guess, a moral compass. Like, one thing I gotta give to the Catholics, and I guess a lot of religions, is they do, like, kind of tell you how to live, like a morally good life. Like, what kind of things to avoid, and, like, how to be, like, kind to people. Like, there is a lot of things in, like, modern-day Christianity that I disagree with. But there is some good things, like, be kind to your neighbor. That's, like, a very common theme you hear. Stuff like that can be really good and kind of sticks with you throughout life. Like, sometimes... sometimes I'll, like, walk past a house and the door will be open. And I'm like, why don't I just go rob them? Like situations where, like, legally... Oh, the day I get arrested is gonna be so funny. Just kidding. I don't do anything bad. I just say silly things. Like, there's, like, situations where I'm like, I could do this and legally get away with it, but morally, is it okay? And I feel like if I wasn't Catholic, I wouldn't be like, no, morally, I don't give a frick, and then, like, go rob someone. But it's, like, having Catholicism, like, teach me, like, be kind to your neighbor, and they will be kind to you, all that kind of stuff has been good. Why do I feel like I'm gonna throw up? However, I'm trying to think, like, if there's any other things that I really gained from that whole experience. I guess, like, kind of, like, structure in life. And obviously, it's good. Like, a lot of people find comfort in having religion and, like, believing that there's something, like, looking out for you and, like, planning your life. Because, y'all, low-key, it's kind of scary, like, like with my beliefs, like, not believing anything, it can be scary sometimes. I'm like, wow, like, I'm really just the only person doing my life. Like, there's no one, like, pulling the little strings, planning my day. Like, I really am just out here being a little organism, being a little molecule. So that's one thing that religion I felt was really good for. It kind of, like, makes you think, oh, there's someone looking out for me. And then also, you know, being on Earth as a human when there's 8 billion other humans kind of makes life feel very pointless sometimes, which is not true. Your life very much has a point. You are instrumental to all the people around you, and they love you, and you love them, and your love is very important to them. But I just remember always feeling, like, a huge, overwhelming sense of, like, dread and, like, kind of... Why did my gate just open? Just keeping my pocket knife right next to me for the rest of the podcast. I felt, like, very insignificant, not dread. What am I saying? Like, me when I don't literally know English. I felt very, like, insignificant at times. I was like, I'm literally just going to be on this earth for, like, 80 years, eat food, poop, and then die. And I'm like, that's it. Like, literally flies do that. So I would just kind of, like, blindly entrust that I was significant in God's eyes or something. I don't know what my rationale was as, like, a 14-year-old. But the way when I, like, kind of broke free from religion, I... Not broke free. It wasn't like a... Well, I guess for some people it's a prison. Listen, I'm not... I'm just one person. But when I kind of, like, stopped believing, you know, that, like, feeling of insignificance was kind of still there. But I found there's ways to, like, deal with that. Like, you don't have to be freaking Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or someone, or, like, some mega person that's going to leave a permanent mark on humanity for the rest of eternity. Like, that isn't something, like, all that matters is that you're kind to the people around you and you affected them, because it's like a butterfly effect, like a simple kind word or just being kind to someone that can just, like, travel down. And, like, who knows, like, maybe just, like, complimenting someone will be the thing that, like, restores someone's faith in humanity, and then they freaking build, like, the next civilization and, like, save us from climate change or something. Like, stuff like that
is good to do.
So another thing is
just get a little darker. There is so many bad, terrible things that happen in this earth. And I'd always see, like, super religious people be like, it's God's plan. And especially in school, like, they would always, oh, let me move this knife that I almost just laid on. I'd always see people kind of try and justify these events as it being God's plan. So that never really sat well for me. And that's kind of when I started to, like, really question what people were, like, what these, like, religious people were trying to tell me. Because it's like, if I was God and I just created a mass shooting or something, I don't, like, and then that's just part of some plan. I'm pretty sure there's easier ways to make things happen than doing that. Like, I literally had this one teacher this one time. I can't remember. There was like a... there was some disaster that happened near us. No. Someone at my school died. I think they, trigger warning, committed, you know. So, I remember they were telling us, like, it was God's plan that they died so that we can, like, appreciate life. I was like, pretty sure we could, like, go to the park or something and, I don't know, see a beautiful bird and then appreciate life. Like, I don't think, yeah. So, like, even if God is real and that's his plan, I'm not on board. Sorry, sis. Like, send me to hell. I mean, I'm already going there if it exists, but, not about that. There's too, like, there's so many horrible things that go on in this earth that I just feel personally, I can't believe that there's anything controlling that. Unless they're, like, really evil and he's just, like, toying with us. He's like, tsunami. Earthquake. Like, the next thing is the whole, like, creation element that is taught by Catholicism, I just can't really get behind. We have, like our little monkey brains have evolved enough to, like, pinpoint how we got here. Even though it's crazy, this is the thing. Like, every time, I'll always see a TikTok and it's, like, showing evolution and people will be like, and y'all think a star started this? And they get so mad. Like, it's like not even like, it's not even like dispel, oh my god, my hair's getting worse and worse, the hoodie's going on, it's not even like dispelling anyone's beliefs, it's like just showing like evolution and people are like, you're telling me a fish crawled out of what? It's like, listen, I'm not the most scientific person, okay? I wouldn't say I'm freaking, I don't know, Bill Nye the Science Guy, but I can see how we got here. Like, I feel like we have the science. And what really has been blowing my mind recently is, like, there's so many people that just don't believe in science anymore. Like, I don't know when that lost its weight in society. Like, I feel like 5 years ago, pretty much everyone just, like, believed what scientists would say. And it's not even believing. Like, when scientists, like, come out with a theory, they have reasons why they have that theory. They literally, like, produce, like, 40-page-long documents on why this is a thing. And then, like, hundreds of other scientists also, like, double-check. And somehow people are just like, It's like, okay, bozo, you go get the science degree and figure out why we're literally fish like 4 billion years ago. Like, it drives me a little bonkers sometimes. Now, it was really funny because in science class at my Catholic school, they had to teach us both. So our science teacher would be like, okay, so here's evolution, this is like the widely accepted way of how we came to be as humans. And then she's like, now I am legally mandated by the school to tell you about creationism and how Jesus created us. And we're all just sitting there like, okay. Like, all right then. Cool. So that's another thing that kind of led me away from religion is I don't think anyone put us here. I think that we just got here. And like, when you look at space and like, how long have we been looking for other life and you can't find any other life? Like, people kind of use that as like their own kind of evidence that like we're the special ones and we're chosen. But it's like, no, like when space is literally like infinite and like there's all these different galaxies and planets, like, duh, it's gonna take a while to actually find other people, and they're definitely not gonna be smart. They're gonna be like little bugs swimming around in water. Like, now, like, the craziest thing about like space for me, it's like, what happened before the Big Bang? Like, what, and like also how it's just nothing. Like, that kind of blows my mind. Like, in any given scenario or anything, like you could play freaking Minecraft and load up a Minecraft world, and it will have limits eventually. Like, your computer will freaking explode after you like walk to like the end of Minecraft. Like everything has like a limit and an end, but space is really infinite, and that is like kind of freaky. That is something that like genuinely freaks me out. But do I think that like someone put us here? No. Sorry. But at the same time, I think, you know, there's a lot of harm that has been caused by religion, but I do think a lot of good and comfort has come from religion. So I'm not like demonizing it or anything like that at all. Whatever you believe in is completely valid, and I totally respect it. I'm just saying my personal journey, my personal story, my Breaking Amish story. Oh my God, side note. I don't know if y'all ever watched Breaking Amish. I think it aired like 8 years ago, maybe. Basically, it was people, pretty self-explanatory, breaking from their Amish commune. But I just remember because one became a stripper, and it was such a wild episode. Like, ow, these hiccups, oh my God. Like, she was literally Amish 1 month and then was stripping in New York City a month later. Like, how does that happen? That's so random. Anyways, Breaking Amish was such a good show. They need to bring that back. Anywho, thank you so much. Why is my nose plugged? Thank you so much for listening or watching this episode. The next episode is going to be reading your guys' near-death experiences again. So if you have any, please tweet me your near-death experiences using the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast on Twitter. My at on Twitter and everywhere else is Ben of the Week. If you are listening to this and want to watch the video version, just search up I Almost Died on YouTube. And if you want to listen to this while you go do your little silly tasks, I Almost Died Podcast is available on pretty much all podcast platforms. So I'm going to go back to bed. I will see you guys next Wednesday. And I will see you on YouTube next Sunday. Take care. I love you so, so, so much. Better the week, it's you!